Well, it was freezing in here, so we got the heat turned on.
Yeah, well, now we're dying.
The hot seat.
All right, so the Senate Judiciary Committee is called to order, and this is the first bill. We're in a work session. Oh, yeah, let's do bill introductions.
We have the following bills for possible introduction today. LC 523, relating to interpretation of statutes and declaring an emergency. LC 153, relating to regulation of smoking in certain locations. LC 1875, relating to corporations. LC 2557, related to ballot measure numbers. LC 2844, relating to elections. LC 2890, relating to crime. LC 3067, relating to crime and appropriating money. LC 3217, relating to stay of judgment and declaring an emergency. LC 3250, proposing amendment to the Oregon Constitution relating to election of judges. LC 3544, relating to remedies for unlawful land use. LC 3768, relating to host organizations appropriating money and declaring an emergency.
All right. Thank you, Marilyn. Senator Courtney.
Mr. Chair, I move that we adopt as committee bills and so introduce on behalf of the Senate Judiciary Committee LC 523, 153, 1875, 2557, 2844, 2890, 3217, 3067, 3250, get your fingers together, 3544, 3768, Mr. Chair.
All right, Senator Courtney moves that we adopt Senate LC draft 523, 153, 1875, 2557, 2844, 2890, 3217, 3067, 3250, 3544, and 3768 as committee bills. Discussion. They come from various individuals, including the Senate President.
I'm not asking. I give up.
Any further discussion? Any objections? Hearing none. So ordered. A work session then on Senate Bill 69.
It's one of the wonderful things. I hope everybody understands. You ever served on the Judiciary Committee before, Senator Harper?
No.
Well, this is one of the greatest things about the Judiciary Committee.
Great thing.
You can just roll over the opposition.
No.
Senate Bill 69 is we had a public hearing on that measure on January 19th. It comes back today as a work session. That bill requires appointment of an interpreter in all juvenile dependency and delinquency proceedings for persons granted the right of limited participation and in delinquency cases for the parent or guardian of the child. There were no amendments to this bill.
All right, we're in work session, Senate Bill 69.
You need to move it out.
Everybody's listening here.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 69 to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation.
All right, Senator Courtney moves Senate Bill 69 unamended to the floor of the Senate with a due pass recommendation. Discussion.
Did you say there is a fiscal issue or is there not? Or?
The fiscal, if I recall correctly, was $44,000.
That's correct.
Which is under the $50,000. Any further discussion? Any objections? Hearing none. So ordered. Carrier? Anybody want to carry that?
I'll carry if you want me to. It's up to you. I'm willing to carry. Step off to do it. Sure. I'll do it. Is that all right?
Senator Courtney will do it.
Senator Courtney will do it.
I love this guy.
Hey. It's called Workhorse Pizzi. It's Plowhorse Pizzi.
His nickname. Okay. Senator 69 is gone. Senator Courtney will carry this. Did we just lose the juvenile rights project?
I don't know. They just left. In fact, we lost pharmacists. We may lose only the guards are here.
All right.
Our protection.
Trying to keep track here. Senate Bill.
Nobody's laughing out there. There's no sense.
Senate Bill 76, work session, council.
There's an amendment for this one, isn't there, Mr. Chair?
I believe
I have a dash one amendment.
Yes. Senate Bill 76 is sort of a cleanup bill. It establishes a procedure for the state court administrator to receive comments and input regarding the setting of policies and procedures for the interpreter certification program and to establish procedures for appealing decisions relating to the interpreter certification status. It also provides for that interpreters do not need to submit their qualifications on the record or take an oath as required under the evidence code if they are certified. We have -1 amendment that is a technical change to make to accept from the evidentiary rules the rule that is in the interpreter provisions that a certified person does not have to take the oath when they are interpreting. There are also some other amendments that grew out of that are not yet drafted, but that the Kingsley Cook, the state court administrator, and Kathy Rhodes from the interpreter program are here to discuss at your pleasure that would address some of the confusion in the reimbursement of interpreters to the court. Senator Beyer had raised a question about how exactly that works, and on reflection, the court is suggesting that perhaps that provision could be clearer and have some, would like to discuss some amendments to that, but we do not have anything to present today.
Kingsley, come hither if you would, please. How's your day? Are you having a good Monday like the rest of us?
I'm sure no better. For the record, Kingsley Cook, State Court Administrator. I want to clarify one thing, counsel. I have -2 amendments from that earlier amendment. Is that because we don't have the final, we just had the work draft distribution.
It became the -1 amendment.
Became the -1, okay.
Draft.
The conceptual amendment we were working late Friday and early this morning on would address the payment provisions. Right now, if you see the statute, it says you don't have to pay for the cost of an interpreter if this and if that, and it goes through a whole list of exclusionaries, and then it kind of leaves open without any clarification except for in one place what then you would repay or what you would be responsible for payment. So we suggested as part of the cleanup that could happen with that section is to put it in the reverse, where the court is providing the certified or qualified interpreter in all the circumstances, and then you list what are the circumstances for which you would recoup the court costs. And that would codify the existing statutes. Right now, in subsection 6 on page 2, it allows a court to order the costs, the reasonable expenses incurred by a party for the provision of services of interpreters in civil proceedings. So it would pick up that. It would pick up where courts can order costs in the case of a mistrial when the party is at fault or the attorney's at fault and they're ordering kind of as punitives the cost of the jury showing up and everything else. So it would pick up that section in 20.
Courtney has a question.
No, let her finish, then I'll take it, please.
And then it would just pick up the Chief Justice's authority under ORS 21-3.258 and 21.6055, which allows the Chief to set up fees that are not designated by statute for services provided by clerks, because some of these people are staff interpreters that are employees, others are contract interpreters, and it does not allow for any recoupment of the legal costs of the judge under the current statutes. But that was our suggestion. It might be easier just to say, when do you recover costs, as opposed to figuring out through the process of elimination when you could.
All right. That seems to make some sense, Senator Beyer.
Yeah, and the thing, Mr. Chairman, it was under the contest of, or contact of Senate Bill 69, I think, that I had raised those concerns, and I guess now that I'm looking, they would fit in this bill also, so.
Senator Courtney?
Just for the record, State Court Administrator, because whoever carries the bill on the floor, and it possibly could be me if I'm going to do, I don't know if you want to do all the interpretation, is that the, I'm looking at the written document, the written testimony of the State Court Administrators, which was given to us on January 19th. Because you're going to get hit on the floor with the question, why don't they have to take an oath? It's my understanding, the way the bill's set up, and from your testimony, they do take an oath in order to become certified. And it's, and that means something. And if they're not certified, they will have to take an oath like anybody else. Is that correct? Because I think that's something where I can just see the floor going nuts. I can, whoever, I guess, if they're paying attention, you know, you're always not paying attention, but if they're paying attention, whoever says that, they don't have to take an oath, get ready.
Chairman and Senator Courtney, yes, it's correct. And the oath is administered by a judicial officer. One of the judges administers the certification oath to the certified interpreter. So you could tell them this is just to reduce swearing on the, in the courtroom.
Right. But the answer is they're already sworn in by virtue
yes.
of their certification.
They are.
Is that it?
That's all. I just wanted to be sure that's on the record.
Yes, for the committee, I think it's interesting to note that Kingsley is named for an Oregonian Medal of Honor winner in World War II. Do you know that?
Chairman and Senator Harper, I did not know that. I knew that there was an Air Force base down in your area because I keep getting headlines that say planes fly into Kingsley and things like that. So.
He gave his parachute to his gunner, and the last they saw him, he was standing in the bomb bay door saying, I wish I would have brought my spare chute.
That would have been an appropriate time to say it. Okay. Is that it, Kingsley?
It is.
So when are you going to have these amendments completed?
I'm looking at the committee council just because I know the workload downstairs is pretty significant.
I think we probably the end of the week.
Okay, so sometime by the end of the week or maybe next, early next week. Sometime.
Okay, so okay. Thank you.
All right, anybody else wishing to speak on Senate Bill 76? Add their 2 cents worth. Okay, we'll close the public hearing on Senate Bill 76 and the glasses on.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Duncan.
May I ask unanimous consent for the committee to be recorded as having voted on Senate Bill 69, noting the carrier, I think he's going to need all the help he can get.
All right. Senator Duncan moves that we suspend the rules for the purpose of allowing Senator Duncan to vote on Senate Bill 69. Discussion?
Where was he?
Yeah, well, you weren't here.
I am running a bit behind schedule.
The rest of us had to sit in this heat. Why can't you?
Any objections to suspending the rules? Hearing none. Senator Duncan, how do you vote on Senate Bill 69?
Oh, I don't. Yeah.
Senator Duncan votes aye. And we'll move into a work session, Senate Bill 77 of council.
I thought we had 76.
Senate Bill 77 requires the appointment of a certified interpreter in grand jury proceedings where necessary for proper examination of the witness. It does allow the appointment of a qualified interpreter if a certified interpreter is not available. We have amendments today, and those amendments are at the request of the committee based on testimony by Dale Penn, District Attorney for Marion County. This would delete the requirement that the District Attorney have to apply to the court before the District Attorney can present an interpreter during grand jury testimony.
Do we have copies of those amendments? Because I can't find them.
No.
Probably in fairness to the committee, we should have it. I think Elsie was going nuts over the weekend.
I was here about the week, and they were bringing, and said intravenous drips and everything else to four people.
Do you want any help?
I asked them some of the pizza.
Well, we can just, we'll go on a brief little recess while we get some coffee.
Okay.
Stretch break. Restroom, whatever.
By the way, I do want to say that he should know this, that he doesn't, he's supposed to know this. The plane came under fire. It was a tail gunner. It was badly shot up. They went back there. They couldn't find the tail gunner.